Hello and welcome to the Almost Relevant Podcast, where we delve into any rabbit hole no matter how deep, all things nerdy and geeky. I am Elliot Lee.
And I'm Jeremy Collier. In today's episode, we're going to talk about podcasting, why you might want to start a podcast, and how to get started, also known in as Podcast 101. But before we get started, I have a few housekeeping little tidbits. First of all, I want to apologize for the delay in this episode. It's getting towards the end of the school year, and for me that means end of the school year with the kids I work with, and for Elliot that means ramping
why
up.
Why do I have to? There's so many essays, so many exams. This is ridiculous. It just needs to stop. It just needs to end. Just be over with, and then it kind of clicks in. I'm like, oh, the school year is almost over, but then I have a summer session, and I still have like another 4 years of school to go. God, it never ends. it never ends. It's like you know, it's like, I don't know, if you had like a stack of paperwork and you get through three sheets and you're like, yeah, I feel accomplished. And you look over, you still have like 300 pages. And you're like, oh, all right.
Yeah. So that's kind of what's been with the delay. I actually was planning on doing a solo one last week just to kind of fill the gap and number it 12.5. But the week just took off and it didn't end for me.
Or you know, you just couldn't feel like you could do it without me.
Yes.
Your other half.
Yes. You are my other half. But anyway, so I actually... And then I started feeling sick come... what was it about? I guess it was Wednesday, and then...
Haven't you been feeling sick since, like, you were born? Because you're always sick or feeling sick?
No, I'm not always sick.
Apparently, I'm not the only one that's, you know...
No, you're not the only one. I know that.
So maybe you're just in denial. Maybe you are always sick. And
maybe I am.
You're just perpetually sick.
It's kind of funny, though, you mentioned that because, okay, so I don't know where it comes from you. I think it's because I talk to you a lot when I'm sick. Like, uh-huh. I mean, I talk to you a lot in general. So whenever I am sick, you know about it. But back in the day, like high school and then soon after high school, I used to be sick a lot. Like high school, I mean, I used to be sick a lot. When I was in college, I was sick a lot. The last, like, 5 years, I haven't been sick a lot, like. I mean, it depends on what you consider a lot. Is twice a year a lot?
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't seem like twice a year. And the thing is, I don't think we were even talking like 5 years ago. So,
well, that's what I'm saying. For you, it's a little different. I'm not sure why, but like,
it's like you're, okay, so you're getting sick less often. But now that but that's when we started talking.
So I think with you, it's just the fact that whenever I am sick, you know about it. So it's like, even if it's like I was sick in February, and it's like. Okay, you knew about it, and then I did have a small cold in April. So this is technically the third sickness I've had in 5 months or 6 months. So that is more than normal for me. So maybe that's why.
I don't know. It just seems like you are always sick. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I just need to stop telling people because my mom said the same thing, and she's my mom.
And that's the thing, exactly. So so far it seems like you're the only one that doesn't think you get sick frequently. And, you know, I don't know if can this many other people be wrong?
All wrong.
Oh, okay. I guess that is a logical fallacy just because everyone else believes, blah, 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 blah.
Yep. But anyway, so. That's kind of why the extra week delay. This one will be up on time, quote unquote, meaning basically we skipped one full episode because we should have had an episode 2 weeks ago and then an episode this coming week, which is the first, which is when this episode will actually be out, is the first.
The second is a Tuesday, which I have a rough draft of an essay due.
I do apologize. We also had, just because I wanted to talk about it a little bit, at work we had our big event that we have twice a year, and it was last 2 weeks before this podcast came out, and it was a lot of fun. It was an outdoor event. We had hundreds of people there. It was really cool. It showcases all the student work that we've been helping them with and doing for the last, 5 months. So... It was a lot of fun. Something that I'll take with me for the rest of my life. I guess we kind of already got into it then. So that's been what's up with me. What's been up with you, Elliot, besides essays?
Math. Lots of math.
Math isn't good for you.
Math's a hell of a drug. I did get another scholarship. Did I tell you about that one?
I saw you posted online.
Yeah, so I actually did get a second scholarship. I think I mentioned the first scholarship in the last episode. Yeah, this one, it's a small one. It's only for the students who are tutors in my school's tutoring program. So I'm assuming there were not a tremendous number of applicants. Mm-hmm. But I was the recipient for it, so I was like, oh, all right, cool.
Cool.
Yay, money.
Yeah, seriously. I went to my niece's graduation yesterday, and mind you, this is
graduation. Oh, yeah, I saw the pictures.
Yeah. This is graduation from 8th grade. It's not even graduating from high school or anything, which, you know, I'm really proud of her. She's a great student. And
does
everything.
She go to a private school or something? Because it did not look like a very packed...
Yeah, there's 19 students in her class.
Okay, I was going to say, it doesn't look like it was a really big class.
No, definitely not. But what I was going to say about that, it's a private school. It's a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. And the ceremony was actually in the church, which is kind of interesting.
That's the other thing. I was just like, this does not look like my 8th grade graduation.
Not at all. But
and mine was outside with, a, you know, like 150 or so, 150, 200 kids or whatever.
Yeah. But they actually gave scholarships away to the students.
For at middle school age?
Yeah, to help them pay for, like, their high school. Even though some of them are going to public school, it's like a couple kids won a $200 scholarship, another one was, like, a $75 scholarship, and I think another student got $50 or something. And it's like, wow, okay.
Huh.
I mean, that's cool, because a lot of them are going to private high schools, so that does cost. Everything costs, you know, in private high schools. But still... It was kind of crazy to hear that they have these scholarships for middle school graduates.
You know, I'm going to go off a slight tangent here.
Not on this podcast. We never do that.
Yes. So, you know, I'm not going to mention the name, but it's a mutual friend of ours, one that we hung out with yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
It took me a minute. I'm like, who did we hang out with yesterday? Okay.
Yeah. So, just because, you know, just to keep it all anonymous, I'm going to keep the gender anonymous as well, just so no one knows who it is.
You mean you're not going to talk about Shim?
Shim?
Yeah.
What?
It's a combination of she and him.
I figured I could just use a less, or more gender neutral name, like Pat, or Alex, or Chris.
Or Sean. I know two Sean girls now.
I think that one's a more on the uncommon side.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
So their kids are in middle school. And just like after hanging out with them yesterday and hearing some of the stories of how their teachers behave.
Oh, yeah.
It's very bizarre to me. Like my friend's kids are getting in trouble for things that they really should not be getting in trouble for. It's just, I mean, so it is middle school aged, or so their kids are both in middle school, and it sounds like from the stories I'm hearing that the teachers are also having that middle school age mentality, which is like, you know, kind of the whole 12 to 14 year old immaturity, like, you did this, so I'm going to do this type thing.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre. It's just, and you know, you've told me about it, your experience with your job, that it's very I find it very bizarre, because when I think back to middle school, it was a very clear cut defined line of like a teacher and student, and you know, a teacher behaves a certain way, a student should behave a certain way, but you know, kids at that age can't always expect that.
Yeah.
But it's so bizarre to hear some of these stories that essentially the teachers are just not very mature. They're almost like childish.
Well, you know, I think about the coworkers that I work with. excuse me, half of them are moving on to be teachers, like actual credentialed first year, full fledged regular teachers. The other half are either switching careers or going towards their credentials in a different way. But either way, these are people who have worked in this school for at least a year now, at least a school year. And, you know, I really look at them and I go, you know, these aren't teachers. But I don't say that because they're not educated, they can't teach, but because I know them as people, you know. And like you said, when we were in school, middle school, high school, I mean, there's very few teachers where I could say that I knew who they really were. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's kind of what you're saying in regards to the relationships that I've told you about building with students. And it really is that interesting maturity thing, because adults aren't that much more mature than kids are. You know, when I seen a quote recently that says, as a kid, we're told that certain jokes are adult jokes, but when adults tell those jokes, we're told we're being kiddish. And that kind of fits exactly what you're talking about. You know, sure, there are people who grow up and grow out of a lot, but just because you're an adult doesn't mean that you don't think a lot of the same way as those kids do. I mean, me and you, we've had or I should say, just because you're a teacher doesn't mean you think differently than someone who's not a teacher. Let me put it that way. Because you think about it, conversations we have, or conversations we have with friends, or conversations that we have with anybody, they can be very immature. And we're in our 30s. Uh-huh. They can be immature, they can be funny, they can be disgusting, they can be they can be very perverted in a kiddish way.
Right.
And kids do the same things. It's not something that we actually grow out of, I think. It's something that we try to teach children to not do, because then they realize, okay, I can do this around my friends, but I shouldn't do this around other people. However, when you are, I will say, when you're around kids every day, you tend to kind of start acting a little more like them the more you interact with them. So an example of that is, I can think of, again, not using any names, but I can think of two teachers, regular teachers, full-time teachers that work at my school. One of them is very friendly to the kids. One of them is very, loves to joke. And I can tell that teacher is the kind of person that would tell a joke on borderline, not inappropriate, but borderline kiddish. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And tell that joke to a student. And then there's another teacher who would find that just outrageous and blasphemy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you think about how teachers interact with the students in the classroom, when the kids are acting a certain way, I think it's the same thing. The exact situation you're talking about is kind of reminds me of a teacher who's just – either A, not cut out for teaching, or B, just done with this year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I've seen that too. Last year, I seen teachers get burned out, and they were just done with the year. And they were just like, I'm just trying to survive this school year so that I can have my summer to recuperate so I can get ready for next year. Mm-hmm. And that does happen. So it's very interesting, though, because teachers are no different than any other person. And honestly, adults
are not humans.
Yeah, adults are not that much different than kids. We just know better how to handle situations. That's all it is.
Generally speaking. And, but, yeah. So our mutual friend did mention to me a couple specific teachers, because my oldest nephew will be going to that school this coming fall. So our mutual friend did recommend a couple, or I not recommend, I guess it would, better way to put it is warned me of a couple specific teachers that to avoid. So I'll have to pass that information on to my sister and be like, hey, if you know he's in this person's class, you might want to see if you can get them into a different class.
Yeah, definitely give her the advice, but also I mean, nothing against the children of our friend, but simply put, it could be a bad vibe between teacher and student. It could be that teacher had a bad year, and yet next year they're going to be totally different. I mean, you can never judge a teacher by the way she or he acts against one teacher or one student or against one school year. But no, definitely advise your sister.
Yeah.
Still definitely. All right. Well, that was an interesting tangent that I did not expect to go on.
Well, this show is full of surprises.
Yeah, that's the best kind, though. I love it.
Which, I mean, let's make it official since we're on the podcast now. Without giving any major spoilers, in about 5 weeks, what do you think the percentage chance would be that we're going to do a out of state podcast? Give me a percentage. Because you keep saying most likely, but that's kind of ambiguous. Most likely, I mean, 51%, you know, it could fall into the most likely category. Because, yeah, so. Give me a percentage chance. What's the chances of we're going an out-of-state podcast in about 5 weeks?
It's pretty far up there, like 75-80%, maybe even a little higher. I mean, it's pretty, yeah.
Okay, so passing.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Well, you guys get to look forward to that with my, not really cryptic, but very ambiguous hints.
I don't know exactly what it's going to be on, but it'll be interesting to do that.
I have a couple ideas what we could do.
Yeah. Cool.
Anyways.
All right, so if there's nothing else, then we will get into our topic.
No, I think we're just about out of time. So, pick of the week.
So, before we actually get into the structured talk that I have planned for Podcasting 101, there's a few things I want to say. I'm basing some of what I'm talking about on two blog posts that I wrote. The first one was written in 2012, and the second one was written in 2013, which I will put up on our website at links to these two. But also, since 2012, obviously, that's been 3 years, I've learned a lot more. I've been doing podcasting since 2009. So I will say that I've experienced a lot. I've been part of creating five podcasts, only two of which are still around, but that's beside the point. I've also been part of helping create, behind the scenes, about three or four other podcasts. Plus, I've been host on three or four additional podcasts to that. So I've been around. I've done this. I'm very knowledgeable. I'm the only one out of all the podcasts I've ever done. I'm the one who edits it. I'm the one who does all the technical work. I'm the one who puts it up on the website. And in the case of this podcast, not because Elliot can't do it or isn't willing. It's just that I have the knowledge and there's no reason for him to do it. With KVGT, it's a little different. Patrick, he's great with a lot of things. He's great on the podcast, but he's not the most technical person. And that's his words, not mine. So I took charge and I'm the one who does that. So with that said, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm not all knowing about podcasts. So some of the
advice, you're not omniscient?
Yeah, definitely not. So some of the advice I give might be just, actually, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to say what I'm going to talk about works for me and has worked for my podcast, but it might not necessarily work for you and your podcasts. If the advice that I'm about to give goes against what you're doing, or goes against with your ideas of what you want to do for a podcast, then you know what? By all means, do it and try it out, because you know what? You have nothing to lose. I'm just going to share the advice that I have from 6 years of podcasting.
You know, I'll quote a couple of YouTubers. Actually, no, I will not quote them. I'll paraphrase them. A common way they end their YouTube episodes is, it's just advice. You could do whatever the heck you want to.
Oh, yeah.
That's the PG version.
Yep.
It's just advice.
Yeah. So anyway, so with all that said, first thing I want to talk about, and this is something that's actually not part of either blog post, because it's something that's come around only in the last year or two, and that's...
Well, okay, so actually, before you even get into that, let me ask you, why did you even start any podcast? Because you said you've been a part of five, and I guess the main thing is why.
Okay, well, that's definitely a good question. So when I was working at Electronic Arts in 2009, I was bored out of my mind because I was working on Sims 3, and Sims 3, it was just repetitive testing. And, you know, it's when you're a video game tester, that's your job. Music wasn't enough. It was like, I could listen, you know, I'm working 10 hours a day. I don't feel like listening to music 10 hours a day. So finally, I'm like, you know what? I need something that's going to stimulate my mind. And at this time, YouTubers weren't popular. There was no real, like, let's watch YouTube or TED Talks or anything like that. So I was like, well, maybe I can find some sort of a radio show that's about video games. And sure enough, they're there. And I had no idea that these things existed. Because podcasts come from recording broadcasts on your iPod back in the day. That's where they started. There was this little adapter that used to attach to your podcast or to your iPod, and you'd be able to record podcasts, upload it directly to iTunes. That's where the term comes from. I learned about that when I was working at Sega a few years before that, but I hadn't listened to any. Finally, I did a search and I found this website called Podcast Pickle. I think it was Podcast Pickle. And all of a sudden, it's like, wow, there's like 10 podcasts for video games. So I'm like, this is awesome. So I listened to one, and one of the first podcasts I ever listened to, I will not promote them anymore because KVGT and them had a falling out, but I fell in love with the idea of podcasting from them. And they're still around today. They're on KVGT, we're inching around 175 or so, and they're at like 250 or almost 300, to give you an idea. So I listened to them, and at the time they were on like episode 60 or something. I went back after I listened to like their newest episode. I was like, okay. I went back and listened to every single episode while I was working at EA, and then I realized there's other podcasts, and all of a sudden I realized there's a podcasting community on their website, and so it got so big, and in my head it got so big, and me and my friend Kevin were just kind of like, he's like, well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll try it. So we did a pilot episode called Kintashi and Magthun. These are Kintashi's my made up character that I made when I was young. That's a Japanese samurai.
Imaginary friend.
And Magthun
really?
Is
I was
no,
kidding.
No, I'm kidding. I made the character up mostly for video games, like MMOs and stuff. And Kevin created Magthun for the same reason. Actually, his is even older. He wrote a comic book when he was a little kid with Magthun in it. And he's like a god that has the power of thunder. Anyway.
Riff off.
Yeah, I know. Well, he does love Thor. So anyway, we did this pilot episode. And after we recorded, I share it with all my other friends. And Patrick and Frank were like, well, that sounds awesome. We want to join. So all of a sudden, it was, we have four people who wanted to do a video game podcast. So we brainstormed, and yeah, the rest is history. That's how KVGT came about. Some of the other podcasts came about because I was just trying new things. I tried to do a video game music podcast and realized after three episodes that it was so boring because all I do is record these, like, the next song. And it's like I get in that voice of, like, late night love music on the radio. It's like, the next song up is, you know, from Final Fantasy. And
So I have a question about that one then. It sounds like you were just kind of almost like just a DJ in that sense. You didn't really analyze the songs at all, say like why you like it, you didn't go into depth about it at all.
I did go in a little depth. I went into depth in the sense of, I said why I liked it, but I didn't analyze the song or anything.
Okay. Well, yeah, I could see that would be a bit of a dead end.
And I think if I had had another person doing it with me, it might have been fun. The next podcast I did was called Sages of 16-Bit, and this was supposed to basically be me and my brother doing monthly episodes about the older video games, 16-Bit, which is the Sega Genesis and SNES, and around that era, basically. And I started another podcast that actually never got published for role-playing games. And I also started a writing podcast for my writing that got to episode 3 or 4. And the only reason I stopped that one, actually, is because I switched gears in my quote-unquote writing career. And it just didn't have time for a podcast. And like I said, I've been parts of many other podcasts. I've helped start up 3 different video game podcasts, and I have given advice just recently. Actually, this is one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast. I gave advice recently to a guy who just found me online to advice to him, because he actually he's part of a radio show in like Denver or something, like on the radio, and they're small radio station. They're trying to convert their radio show into a radio/podcast, and he just needed some advice. So that was really cool. And that's the kind of thing, you know, it's like KVGT is, I won't say we're a big name, but we've been around long enough and we have enough listeners that we're actually, you know, if you Google video game podcast, we're there. There's very few podcasts that have been going around as long as we have. So definitely, you know, it's something I'm very proud of. With that said, I'll get into the first part. Why you want to start a podcast? There's many reasons to start a podcast. I just told you my reason. Because I was bored, I listened to a podcast, realized it's something I want to do. That was at a time where if you tried to find a video game podcast, you might be able to find 10. Now, if you try to find a video game podcast, you're going to find 10,000. I'm exaggerating, but the point is that podcasting is saturated right now, oversaturated. If you try to start a podcast right now that's very general, like, hey, it's a video game podcast, you're probably not going to make it. You're probably not going to get many downloads. You're probably not going to get many listeners. Podcasting now is all about that niche, that, you know, finding your audience, catering to your audience. So some examples is if you want to do a podcast about your favorite TV show or your favorite video game or your favorite anime. Those are things that are really popular right now. They're very specific podcasts. Problem with those is they usually don't stay around long, because unless you have a podcast on World of Warcraft, which there's thousands of those too, you're not, you know, a lot of games lose interest. People lose interest in the games, and they're going to stop listening to your podcast. Same as TV shows. You get lucky if a TV show these days are on for 2-3 seasons. There's exceptions, like if you do a podcast on Walking Dead or Bones or Castle or any of those, sure, you can keep it up for a few years. But, you know, you have to fill a hole that's really not being filled right now. And that's something we're going to talk about towards the end of the show, is my advice on some of the shows you might want to start if you're interested in them.
So, interestingly then, yeah. Or it's actually somewhat ironically then, for a podcast to be successful in that regard, you have to have a niche, but you also have to be flexible. You can't just only talk about just like, oh, I'm really into this show or really into this game. You have to be able to transition into other things to keep up with the trends. If what you're talking about isn't trending anymore, then you have to be able to adapt and to whatever is trending now. Otherwise, who's going to listen to a podcast with that about something that's not really relevant to anything anymore? It's like, oh yeah, this show's a great show. Too bad it ended after the first season 3 years ago.
Exactly. And I actually do still see podcasts for like X-Files. Okay.
Well, I mean, it is coming back.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about before it was even coming back. And, right. And again, but then that fills that hole, because I guess X-Files isn't a good example, because that is a cult classic show. And if you do a podcast on a cult classic show, like Star Trek or what else? Battlestar, any of those that are still popular despite being off for so long, then yeah, you can keep up with those. But if you're trying to do, let's just say, Breaking Bad, right? It was extremely popular when it was out. But now that it's over, I know that they have a spinoff, and you could definitely transition, let's do the spinoff. But in 3 years from now, Breaking Bad podcast is probably not going to get you very many listeners.
It's how much more can really be said about it at that point?
Exactly. You could, by the time you've been doing it for 2-3 years, you've analyzed every single episode. You've looked at every single character, and really, there's nothing new to do. So that's kind of why my advice on why to start a podcast isn't just find that hole that needs to be filled, but find find a subject that needs to be filled and base your podcast around that subject. For example, if I was to start a video game podcast today, I wouldn't just say, I'm doing a podcast about video games. I would do something like, I'm doing a podcast about role-playing games, or I'm doing a podcast about sports games, or MMOs.
So probably wouldn't be good to have a podcast about Sonic and Tails 2 for Sega Genesis, and that's it.
Exactly. Or even Sega Genesis in general. Now, you could have a podcast that's like, where we talk about retro games, and then you can have a whole season, a whole year, where all you do is talk about Sega Genesis. But then you need to transition to then talk about Super Nintendo. So basically, it's like, if you're going to name your podcast, you know, The Walking Dead Podcast, and then Walking Dead goes off the air.
It'll never go off the air, ever.
It's really hard to change your podcast name. So unless you plan on transitioning or ending that podcast and starting a new one, which a lot of people do. A lot of people, you know, they get big enough to where they're like, all right, everybody, we're going to start a different podcast for this other show. So if you like this show, let's go. And if you have, you know, 5,000-10,000 downloads and listeners a month and people are interacting with you, then yeah, then that's great. But, you know, that's hard to do these days. It used to be that, you know, you get 1,000 downloads a month and that was easy to do. Nowadays, you know, if you average 200-300, then you got a pretty good fan base for a podcast. Not a when someone pays you to do do something non-sponsored. A non-sponsored podcast, a couple hundred downloads a month is pretty good. And to me, anytime I see that, you know, KVGT goes above our average, which we've been hitting a lot above our average lately, I'm very happy about that. But I know that as long as I have that same fan base, that, you know, that constant fan base, I'm always going to want to do podcasts. So I'm going to talk at the end of the show about specific shows that you might want to start if you're interested in them. But for now, I want to move into how to actually start a podcast. There's two types of podcasts. There's ones where you invest time, and there's ones where you invest time and money. If you're serious about podcasting for more than, you know, hey, let me try this out because it's something new, you're going to have to invest money. I'm not talking about a whole lot. I'm talking about, you know, building a website. I'm talking about getting your own hosting. And I'm talking about buying some hardware. All in all, if I had to start a podcast from scratch today, I would be looking at about $100 out of my pocket to start, and $5 a month plus an additional $15 a year.
Let's see. For me, I think all I really contributed was that $100 at the beginning of the year, and that was for the hosting?
Yeah, that was for a year.
Yeah, so that's it is $100. I could have bought so much useless crap with $100. But, you know, it's all in all, $100 a month or year is not that big of a deal.
Yeah, and after you buy your hardware, honestly, it's only going to cost you, what's 12 times 5? That's what? 60. 60 plus 15. So you're looking at $75 a year for. It's a little more than that, but around $75 to $100 a year after you have your hardware. So really, you're not spending much money. Time is a bigger investment. If you're just starting out and you have no idea what to do, it's going to take some time. You're going to have to learn a lot about you're going to have to learn about sound editing. You're going to have to learn about where to upload, what to do, websites. And if you don't know how to make your own website, then you're going to have to look into something like WordPress or Blogger, where you can create a website that looks decent without any website building knowledge. So to talk about the investing time only podcast, this means that you are willing to spend a few hours a week to invest in your podcast, but no money. This is the kind of podcast you're going to start on websites like WordPress.org or Blogspot.com. You're going to use, more recent, Spreaker. Spreaker is great.
GeoCities.
Yeah, GeoCities. Spreaker is actually a new and up and coming website that is actually really good for people who aren't sure about investing money but want to start a podcast. They allow you to record, upload, and share your podcast with absolutely no work from you, technical work. You can then share on Facebook or whatever else you have to get you going. You do not have your own website at all. It's just a landing page for your podcast. And if that's something you want to try, you know, just to get your get started, then that's great. You can always build a website on one of these free ones, like I said, WordPress.org or Blogspot, and embed your podcast into them. That's a little, that's more time invested. That's, you know, but still free. It doesn't look professional, but if you're not going for professional, then that's okay.
It's also, yeah, I mean, if you're just at the stage where you're just kind of like get your feet wet, just kind of see what's going on, then, you know, generally it's not a bad idea to kind of go the more economic route.
As someone who has been in podcasting for as long as I have, knowing that when I start a podcast from now on, because I don't have much time to dedicate past what I already do, knowing that if I start a podcast now, it's going to be in the long term, I'm going to buy that website, I'm going to buy the podcast hosting, and I'm going to go all in. But if you're just starting out, it's good to go the free route. So what does all in mean? Well, well, you're going to buy your domain, which, like I said, is about $12 to $15 a year. You're going to buy web hosting, which is between $3 and $5 a month. And you're going to have somewhere to put your podcasts. Where you put your podcasts can be different for different people. Amazon offers storage you can use. You can technically use Google Drive or Dropbox, although they're not as reliable and not as fast. You can use Spreaker. They have a premium version where you can just use Spreaker. But my choice to this day for a professional podcast is Libsyn. It's what we use. It's what I've been using since 2009. You upload your podcast, and you can upload unlimited amount of podcasts. There's a limited amount how much you can upload each month. But if you're only doing one episode a month or two episodes a month or even four episodes a month, you're only going to be paying, for four episodes a month, you're going to be paying $15. Actually, I think you might even be able to get a little cheaper than that. $10 a month extra.
Which, and, I might want to add to that. I could not imagine doing, for the same podcast, I cannot imagine doing four episodes a month. It would probably have to depend a lot with what your primary subject is.
That's a good point.
For almost relevant, that's going to be tough to pull off four episodes a month. I mean, even sometimes even two episodes a month seems a little bit difficult because some of these episodes are, you know, been planned long in advance. Like, oh, we should do a podcast about this. And then there are other ones that are just like, geez, I don't know. What the hell should we talk about?
Yeah, well,
and,
I
like,
mean,
and we just kind of think of it like 10 minutes before we start recording. It's like, oh, we can talk about this. I would...
Yeah.
And that's with two episodes a month. I mean, four episodes, that would be murder. Yeah.
And that's another thing. Most podcasts are either two or four episodes a month. There are podcasts that are one episode a month. Thing is, and this is something that we've been lacking in the last 2 months, but the thing is, the less episodes you do, the more you want to do online, non-podcast related. So if you do one podcast a month, you better be sure that you're blogging, you're on social network those other 3 weeks. If you're doing, you know, like, the plan is for us is to have one to two blog posts on non-podcast weeks and one blog post on podcast weeks. But like I said,
yeah, that hasn't been happening.
Yeah. Well, we've been so busy.
I write enough, all right?
I know. So, you know, and that's the plan because, you know, you want to fill that gap of time. If you have a podcast once a week, then you can go, you know, a while without having another blog post. But it's better if you can have a podcast and a blog post in the same week. And how much, again, like Elliot was saying, how many episodes you do a month really depends on your subject. If you're doing a podcast about a TV show that comes on once a week, then you're going to want to do once a week podcasts. If you're doing a podcast about movies that come out in theaters, you might say, okay, I'm only going to do one a month because maybe you don't go to the movies every week, or maybe you do go every week, but you can, but you realize that, you know, you only have 15 minutes of talking to do per episode. I'm sorry, per movie, so you're going to combine all 4 weeks into one episode. Another thing I'll talk about real quick since we touched on it is the length of your podcast. The length of a podcast can be anywhere between 5 minutes and 2 hours. The sweet spot is between 45 minutes and an hour if you're going for the crowd that wants to listen on their drive or while they're jogging or something like that. And the shorter ones cater to the crowd that's kind of like, well, I have 15 minutes and I know this podcast is 15 minutes long. I'm going to get my advice. No nonsense. Done. I don't like the short podcast that much because I feel like they don't have much personality. I do like how we've structured this one, which is the, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. Sometimes we go a little over, but not much. However, podcasts that go over an hour and 20 minutes, you're going to lose your audience. You're only going to, and if you have, if you're on websites or if you have statistics that show you how much a person listens, you're going to find out that, you know, at that hour mark, most people turn it off. You're not getting towards the end. In a 2 hour podcast is even worse. On KBGT, go ahead.
Even going beyond that, they're just seeing how long the episode is. It can already be a deterrent. Like, I have a friend in particular who does not really... Even when I link them, like, a 10-minute YouTube video, they already kind of cringe. So I haven't bothered linking any of our, you know, podcasts because they're all generally at least 45 minutes. So I'm like, if they can't even handle a 10-minute YouTube video, I'm not going to link them an hour-long podcast. So just by the sight of, oh, this is an hour and a half, you're just like, oh, jeez, that's an hour and a half.
Well, and that's the thing. When KVGT, we try to do – when we had 4 hosts, it's really hard to do under an hour and a half. And that was that podcast. It worked for us because we had 4 people talking. But, you know, for now, me and Patrick try to keep it under an hour because it's only 2 of us. There's another video game podcast that's on hiatus right now, the Nerdgasm. Good friends of ours, the Nerdgasm Network podcasts. Their video game podcast generally ranges between 2 and 3 hours long. They have between 5 and 9 hosts. So the length kind of makes sense, but the thing is they drag things on so much. The main host, Ryan, he's a great guy. He's a great podcaster, but he lets his other hosts kind of take control, and that's when things kind of get derailed. Just a little bit. It's still a good podcast, but, you know, there's this one host who would just go on for, like, 45 minutes about top 100 stupid things in video games. It's like no one wants to sit there and hear you talk about a top 100 list, unless that's what your podcast is about, of course. But, you know, it's like 45 minutes on the top 100 useless guns in video games. It's like nobody cares. Do the top 10 and leave it alone. You know what I mean?
I care.
Well, see, when me and Patrick do lists, we do like top 10 lists or whatever. And then if it is a top 100 list, we're like, we're going to do the top 10, and then you're going to have a link in the show notes so you can check out the rest, the other 90, you know?
Well, other options I've seen were it went over multiple episodes, not for podcasts, but for like YouTube videos, like, or, you know, here's our, the top 20, and like this episode's the from 11 to 20, and then the next episode's from 1 to 10. They broke it up into multiple episodes.
Oh, yeah, and if you want to do something like that, or even be like, all right, over the next 5 episodes, we're going to do 20 each, and then, like, that's just maybe, you know, half of your episode.
And it gives your audience something to look forward to. They're like, oh, yeah. I wonder what's the next, you know, set. You know, I was like, oh, well, like, I really like this one. Is it, you know, it wasn't in this one, so I wonder where they ranked it.
Yep. All right, so we are already running a lot later, and I'm going to go through these next podcasting tips real quick.
Just go, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, basically. If you do have something to say, Elliot, please chime in or questions.
I'll raise my hand, and you won't be able
to. Okay, so marketing your podcast is not easy. Like I said, there's tons of podcasts out there now in all genres, all subjects. So getting your podcast into podcast directories is still very important. The main ones are iTunes, iTunes, Stitcher, thank you. iTunes and Stitcher. They're the main two, but there's a lot of other small ones. Just Google podcast directories. Podcast Pickle is still around, and it's still viable. There's other ones that I don't even know the name of. Just get your podcast in there. Don't any directory that takes more than 2 minutes to get your podcast in, don't bother. But, you know, like when we started this podcast, I put our podcast in about 10 different directories, and it took me a total of an hour. And I skipped two or three that were like, you have to sign up, then wait for a confirmation email, and then you have to find this and do this. And I'm like, you know what? No. Because those aren't worth it. Social networking. Find a social network. Stick with it. This might be Facebook. This might be Instagram. It might be Twitter. Might be something else. Find one or two if you're really heavy into social networking and promote there and only there. For us, we created a Facebook page that we use. That's our main hub of our social network. But my Twitter page, my Twitter, because I use my Twitter, I post everything on there. But that's because I'm already posting on Twitter. Don't overdo it with social networking unless you think you can handle it, because you know what? You're going to end up burning yourself out and doing no social networking. One or two are better than none. Try to count on friends and family to help you get started. When we got started, our Facebook page ended up, the first 50 of our Facebook page were 50 people we knew. People who probably, 45 of them who probably didn't listen to our podcast, but they were on there, they supported us, they shared it with their people, and now we have a bunch more. Podcast-specific marketing. This means if you know your audience, you know where to promote. For KVGT, even though I know I don't do it, but I should be going on video game websites and talking back and forth with people who play video games. In my signature on those forums or whatever should be my podcast. Or if people ask, you know, oh, advice on podcasts for that are video games, I should put mine on there. Interact with the people who, potential fans. Don't throw it in their face, because the more you talk about your podcast, the less people actually want to listen. But you want it available. You wouldn't know. I mean, the WordPress is a really good thing, because if you are able to log in with your WordPress on websites, it shows you exactly like how many people clicked on your profile and then went to your website. So sometimes this was when I was doing a lot of my writing website. A lot of times I'd go and I'd comment on another writer's blog, and all of a sudden I'd have like 10 new people who went to my website, and they all went there through my link on that website, on the other author's website, because they were interested in what I had to say. I've even gotten some new people contact me that way. So, and that was one time. If you're doing that every single day to different websites, to different posts, to different people, and just giving your two cents, asking questions, answering questions, you're going to get new fans that way too. Some advice for I had something else I wanted to add that I didn't write down.
Okay, well, while you collect your thoughts on that one, there is something that actually I had to watch twice for two different English classes. It's essentially the art of storytelling through the use of anecdotes. And it's a short video clip by Ira Glass, who is a public radio personality. And we'll put the video in the in the show notes. It's only a 5 minute video long, 5 minutes long, but it's a really good way to help kind of introduce yourself if you haven't really done any kind of storytelling or of any sort. Because in this video he talks about this most pointless story. Like, it's just nothing happens in the story, but it's so fascinating. You like really want to know what happens next. So it's not even like so much what you're saying on the podcast that's relevant. It's how you're saying it. So yeah. That will be in the show notes. It's a really good short clip on just sounding interesting, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll include that. All right. I remember what I was going to say. So on the first podcast blog post that I ever did, it's called How to Be a Good Podcaster. It was more about advice on how to actually be a good podcaster in the podcasting community and less about the podcast itself. So I'm just going to run down these, and like I said, I'll have a link to this on our page. Be open to both giving and getting advice/criticism. I told you I have talked to, I have helped 3-4 different podcasts get their start because I want more podcasts out there. The more podcasts out there, the more people who promote me, the more people who I promote, the better the community will be. I have never turned anybody away when they had a question. They're not my rivals. It's more like we're the same. I want to work with them. And my biggest advice is reach out to people in the community. If they're rude to you, ignore them and don't promote them. But you know what? There's so many great people who are willing to promote you, who are willing to talk to you, give you advice. I am one of those people. So if there is podcast advice you need, please reach out to me.
Jeremy's a great one, apparently.
Yes. But there's a lot. The community is great. You just need to know where to look. You need a devil's advocate. So I put this because I'll just read it. If all of your hosts are into the same thing and think the same way, you'll find the podcast will get stale instead of being dynamic. When our podcast started, this is talking about KVGT, we had 4 hosts who loved video games, but usually didn't agree on many of the games that we loved. For example, I loved Japanese role-playing games. Patrick was hardcore into shooters. Frank was really into Madden and Fallout 3. And Kevin was hardcore fan of MMORPGs. This was a great dynamic because when Kevin talked about MMOs, Patrick would kind of push back about it because he hated MMOs. Patrick, at the time, he actually likes role-playing games now, but he didn't really care for role-playing games. As where Kevin, me, and Frank all liked MMOs and role-playing games. I don't like Madden. But Patrick and Kevin did. So it's this dynamic of like, you know what? What are we going to talk about this episode? And it's like, well, let's talk about MMOs all episode. And it's like, no, we're not going to do that. And then it's going to be like, well, let's talk about sports all episode. No, we're not going to do that. And then you find that balance. You find that the more you push back, the more you try to poke holes in things, the better your podcast is going to be. So having somebody who's going to tell you how they feel about your subject and push back, like, I don't want to do that, or I don't want to do a whole episode on that.
So,
and that can be a good thing.
To be devil's advocate to your suggestion of having a devil's advocate, what about the incident where, I guess I may as well name names. From my understanding, Frank would just kind of not participate if it wasn't about MMOs.
Well, no, he wouldn't participate if it wasn't something he didn't care about. You're right.
Okay.
Patrick, okay, so, well, and that was the good thing about having 4 hosts, is that it was okay for a while. It became not okay when only 2 of us were doing 99.9% of the work. When it was all 4 of us, when it was all 4 of us actually doing some work, it was fine. You know, if Frank only talked 10% of the episode, but he, you know, that 10% was his part, then I'm fine with that. It was when all of a sudden it was like Kevin was doing 1%, Frank was doing 1%, and me and Patrick were doing 98%, that it got to the point where we're like, dude, like, all you're doing is sitting there, not talking, doing nothing, not contributing, and not doing any of the prep. You're making it harder on us because we want to try to make you interactive. Or we want to try to interact with you, and you're not even going that far. So that's another problem is, you know, and that's why, honestly, that's one of the – well, there were other personal issues that we got rid of hosts. But that's the reason me and Patrick are still going, because despite the fact that I know he's really mad at me right now because – it has to do something with the podcast too. But the fact that he's really mad at me right now, I'm going to call him when I'm done recording, and by the time we get off the phone, we're going to be cool. We're going to move on to the next episode, and we're going to be good.
Are you guys going to hug?
Yes. No. But that's the thing. Patrick talks 50% of the time. I talk 50% of the time. On this podcast, you know, if it's a subject we both know about, it's pretty much 50-50, you know. Or if there's a guest, it's 33-33-33-33. Today I'm talking more because this is, you know, something that is something I'm talking about, but you're still giving me that feedback. You're giving me that pushback. You're giving me those questions. Like you said, you're the devil advocate for the devil's advocate. And that's good. That's what we need. That's what you need. Number 3 is, and I've already touched on this, create a good website that welcomes feedback. You want a website that has a comment section, that has share section, that you can interact with people, that has contact us. You want all that stuff on there. You want people to be able to go, hey, I'm on my phone right now. I can hit this button and share it to Facebook. Or I'm on my computer right now, so I can actually write you an email. That's, you know, easier than on the phone. I know you can write on the phone too, but so, you know, you want to be able to do that. And I've even seen more often, even though we don't offer one, and neither does KVGT, but people who are offering, you know, send us your voicemails instead of typing it out. You know, and that is something that I would love to do. Logistically, it's a little difficult. It does cost a little money, so that's why we're not doing it. But, you know, offering people however many ways to be able to share and contact you is very important. Oh, this is a really important one, especially for starting out, and something that I think Elliot kind of already learned. Do not be obsessed with your podcast statistics. Because you know what? You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have good months. You're going to have bad months. You're going to have days where you get no downloads at all. You're going to have other days where you all of a sudden get 230 downloads and you're like, but I went 3 days with zero. Why? And it's going to drive you crazy.
That I will admit, yeah, that is something that I did question a lot. It's just the why. Like, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Why is this not happening?
Well,
it's just because you try to figure out, or at least for me, I was trying to figure out the psychology of it. It's just like, okay, so why are people now downloading us? Why are they not downloading it? Why is there a sudden like surge of downloads? And why is it? It's just, there's just so many whys. And even if you do know the answer to the whys, it doesn't really change anything. It doesn't really matter. It just do the podcast. Just do it.
Two quick stories. The blog post has one story, but a more recent story. Two quick stories. When we started KVGT, our downloads went up every single month. We started with like 30 downloads, and then we went to 60, and then 90, and then all of a sudden we're hitting 200, and then 300, 400, and all of a sudden it was like a year in, and we're hitting 1,000, 1,200, and we're like, yeah, this is great. It's going to keep going. And then we had a major incident where we lost every listener. We lost every subscriber, I'm sorry. Because iTunes at that point, it still is, but iTunes at that point was our main drive for people. We lost every subscriber because of something stupid that I did. We started back at zero. For the next 3 years, we never hit 1,000 again. And you know what that made me realize, though? After a few months of getting back down to all of a sudden going from 1,000 to like, oh, I got 30 downloads this month. It made me realize that I didn't start the podcast because of the fans and to get to like that. I started it because it's a passion of mine, and I love to talk about video games. And that's, you know, I started with my friends because of that reason. So the second part of that story is, and it's gone up since then. It's constantly gone up a little bit, but it's never been like, oh my God, it's going up exponentially until December of 2014. All of a sudden, our numbers started doubling every single month, literally exponentially going up. We went by the time it was April, our downloads had gone up 50 times what they were. Okay, this isn't like, oh, it doubled, it tripled. No, this was 50 times our downloads. We did more downloads in those 4 months than we had in the 2 or 3 years previous. And it's gone back down since then. It's still higher than it ever has been. Like, it's starting to level off. But, you know, if you're obsessed with this stuff, you're gonna get so excited when this happens. And then all of a sudden, when you go back down to, like, you know, when it levels back off, you're going to be like, well, where'd all those, you know, other people go? That's thousands of people. Where'd they go? And it's just gonna drive you crazy. And same thing for blog posts, too.
You know, I mean, that's, you can also relate it to, like, weight loss. Like, when people generally say, you know, it's kind of pointless to weigh yourself every day. Just do it once a week. And knowing firsthand experience, just because I am a little OCD, like, maybe not clinically diagnosed OCD, but, you know, just personality-wise, I was weighing myself every single day, and I would just go insane. Like, why did I go back up this day, and then this day I dropped this much? It's just like, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Just do the podcast. If you say it, people will listen.
Yeah, and if you're in it for the long term, and I guess it's the same thing as is a lot of things, but I kind of equate it to what I'm learning, what I've been learning about being a writer. If you're into writing because you want to make money, then you're never going to be satisfied. If you're into writing because you want to write and because you want people to read what you write, you're going to have, it doesn't matter if it's one person or a billion people, you're going to be satisfied. And that's kind of how I feel about podcasting. If this podcast never gets more than 30 downloads a month, that's 30 more people that listen to us than if we didn't do the podcast at all. And we have more than 30 a month, but I'm just saying that. And last one on the blog post, and this, I cannot stress this enough. It's a two-part one. Don't take yourself too seriously, but also don't go overboard with the comedy or foolishness. There's a balance. Balance depends on your subject. This podcast, me and Elliot have fun, but we also don't go to the extreme dark side of talking. There's some times where I want to say comments that I know, speaking about immaturity earlier, that are immature and it just doesn't fit the style of our podcast, so I don't say them. Not because I feel censored, but I feel like there's a certain quality I want to maintain on this podcast. Before we started doing this podcast, me and Elliot talked about, well, do we cuss? And we decided, if it comes naturally, go ahead. If you're going out of your way to say something, don't say it. But on the other hand, like I said, don't be too serious either. Even if you're doing a podcast about the most serious subject you can think of, brain surgery or cancer, if you're too serious, people aren't going to listen to you.
I don't think that's too serious. I would say more of a controversial event, I would say.
Okay.
That.
If you're having a podcast, if you're doing a podcast about religion,
well, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, think about like riots, you know, recent riots.
Okay,
that's a pretty serious one.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one. You want to take the subject and look at it in the bigger, long term picture. You know, I'm not going to go on about riots here, but a few jokes here and there are going to bring people in and want them to listen to you rather than. And you're going to get those people that are like, oh, you're disgusting. I cannot believe you said that. And they're not going to listen to you again. But you know what? They're not the kind of people you want to listen to you anyway. And that's something I learned about the difference between us, KVGT, and Nerdgasm Network's video game podcast. They talked about pornography. They played clips of porn on their broadcast. They would talk about, you know, sex toys and everything you can imagine. And I'm like, you know what? If that's the kind of crowd you want to bring in, go for it. But the thing is, that's not the kind of crowd the main host wanted. So that's kind of why there was some discrepancy. On the other hand, there is the It Be Like That podcast, which is Patrick's, the co-host for KVGT, his other podcast. And that podcast is all about bringing in people that want to hear about the bizarre, that want to hear about the craziness. And so they cuss a lot. They have a lot of sexual stuff on there. They have a lot of violent stuff on there. But that's that podcast. And it actually – their podcast fits that niche that they're going for. So it's actually a really good podcast. I'm not a huge fan of some of their content. But as a friend, I'm always going to promote that because I know a lot of people that would like it. So, again, it's that balance of, you know, bring in some comedy, be serious – but not too much of each. I think I'm going to end it there. I mean, I have a lot more to say about this, but I've been talking for the last hour or 45 minutes about it, and I think that we can have... one of my ideas is to have another podcast on podcasting. So I'm going to leave it there, but I did promise that I would talk a little about some of the holes that could be filled. in podcasting right now, and I kind of already mentioned them. I think that if you want bringing in specific TV shows, specific video games are good holes to fill if you're willing to think about the fact that your podcast might only last a year or 2 years or 3 years. If you're willing to do that, those are really good areas. I feel like movies is an okay genre to break into, but not a great one. mysterious things like paranormal is a good one because there's not a lot out there for paranormal. What else? Specific things like I know this guy who does a podcast on how to train, raise, and ride horses.
I thought you were going to say dragon.
Oh, that would be a cool one too. There's nothing wrong with that. Have a podcast on dragons. I mean,
I meant like how to train your dragon.
Oh, haha.
Movie reference. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was trying to keep you from being too serious.
Yeah. Cat, you can never go wrong with having a podcast about cats. You really can't.
You might have a somewhat restricted following, though. You have a very diehard following of a very specific type of people, and then you have occasional listeners in there.
But that's what podcasting is these days. It's really hard to become a popular podcast these days, unless you're sponsored. And that there you go. If you can get sponsored, do anything. If you work for someone who's like, or if you know someone who's like, hey, I want to do this video game podcast, and we're being sponsored by IGN, or we're being sponsored by Kotaku, by all means, do it. Do it as good as possible, because you know what? They're going to market for you. You don't have to worry about directories. You don't have to worry about social networking. It's all done for you. And that's a whole different type of podcast that I don't really want to ever get into. I don't mind having sponsors if we ever get sponsors for any of our podcasts, but I'm not gonna change my podcast to fit. I'm not gonna change my podcast to fit a sponsor, if that makes sense. You know what
I
mean?
You ain't going
to
change for no man.
Exactly. I'm not gonna promote something I don't believe in. When I was really heavy into promoting other podcasts with KVGT, I would listen to at least 3 episodes of any podcast that I was thinking about promoting before I would promote them. And if I didn't like a single episode, then they would not get promoted. Which is something that me and you, a little look for the future, this podcast is going to be getting some, not sponsors, but some cross-promotion going. I'm not exactly what sure that's going to look like yet, but, you know, that's live on the air that I think I mentioned to you before, though, right? I think I mentioned it like a month ago or so that this summer we're gonna be getting some cross promoting going.
Yeah, that sounds like something you would say.
Yeah. All right. So other genres? Can you think of any niche genres? It's really hard to get anything World of Warcraft going, because there's some really big sponsored ones. Writing is a good one. There are not enough good writing podcasts. There's a few, and there's some that are, and there's two subgenres, which is the indie writers and the published writers, and there's some good ones on both. But if you just look for them, they're hard to find. Advice podcasts. Advice podcasts are always good because people are always looking for them. So if you have knowledge about something and you want to make an advice podcast, that's great too. That's it. That's all I'm going to go into. I'm going to save the hardware, software, and video versus audio for the next podcast. Whenever we do that, podcasting 102.
You see, we're breaking this up into segments instead of just having one long ass one. Yeah. See,
we're employing it. This is already going to be our longest podcast that just me and Elliot are on, so that's why I definitely not going to get into that. And I can do a whole episode on just the hardware, software, video, and audio part anyway. So, but I'd also like to get on other podcasters who've been hosting too. So maybe that's what we'll do for podcast 102 in a few episodes. All right, so let's get into our off-topic picks real quick. Do you have one?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead then.
It's actually a book that I had to read for English, no. But it's a good book. It's good. You know, it's
talking about inappropriate. I'm just kidding.
There's something for everyone in this book. There's hermaphrodites. There's incest. There's lots of incest. The main character
more incest.
Yeah, the grandparents of the main character are not only brother and sister, but they're also third cousins. So there was already incest going on for a long time. But no, it's actually a really interesting book. It was on Oprah's Book of the Month Club. It is Middlesex by Jeffrey Genovese. It's a really interesting book where the main character is a hermaphrodite but does not learn of his, I say his because he identifies himself as a male, of his condition until puberty. It just through a sequence of, you know, that's one of the themes of the book, of either just by chance or by fate, no one notices that he's a hermaphrodite. You know, doctor didn't notice. Bunch of sequence of events no one notices, and then just like all of a sudden gets into an accident. Doctor has to inspect him and is like, about that, you so I do recommend this book. It is it's somewhat lengthy. It's about 500 pages, but it's actually very interesting. I was very entertained by it. It's more entertained by it than some of the books Jeremy has recommended to me.
Well, you're into that stuff, incest and
oh yeah, incest, hermaphrodites. There's something for everyone in this.
I will tell you, for in interest of full disclosure here, when you told me about this book, I realized I really knew nothing about hermaphrodites and did some research, and it's actually very interesting.
Did your research happen on Google Images?
No, Google Video, actually, but yeah.
Oh my.
It was really interesting, actually. I learned a lot. It was mostly Wikipedia, but yeah. There was a few videos involved.
I was kidding, but all right. Anyways.
Full disclosure. No, I really, like, it was, when you mentioned it, I really realized I really knew virtually nothing about hermaphrodites and what exactly that meant. So I, you know, I'm always looking for new information, and yeah, really interesting.
So get the book, read the book. It's good. The story's good. It's, I will admit that there were a couple moments in the book I was actually like genuinely kind of upset, just because I'm like, I really wanted something to happen or something that did happen that I was like, oh man, why? Oh,
yeah.
So anyways, on to you.
Yeah, so mine is a... Oh, wow, hold on. The website's not working for them. I wonder... All right, well, I'm not going to give the website then. Anyway, we were talking about podcasts. One of my favorite podcasts by far, huge fan of this podcast, is the Self-Publishing Podcast. And as I mentioned in writing, there is... two different sides to publishing and two different sides to the podcasting, and that's indie podcasting and published podcast, or traditionally published podcasting. And this one is obviously self-publishing podcast, so it's more of the self-publishing side. And these guys have basically teamed up. There's three of them. They've teamed up, and all of them have been able to quit their day job. Because they created a company, basically, to write. They're all storytellers. They're all artists. They're all great writers, great entrepreneurs, great thinkers. And they're kind of like me in the sense of they want to encourage and help people rather than discourage and treat people like they're rivals. So they want people. They help people to publish, but. The cool thing about this podcast is it's not just for writers. They talk about strategy instead of what's the word they use? Basically, they don't look into things that they know they can use today that'll get them a little extra money, but will be gone tomorrow. So they look at long term. They have a 10-year plan for getting their business started. So they're not like, we need to get the most money possible this year. They're like, how can we set ourselves up in the next 10 years so that the rest of our lives we can have an easy life and just write? And it's really all about that. It's really that entrepreneurial spirit. It's an amazing podcast. You can actually go to sterlingandstone.net I guess, is their current place to put their all their stuff. Okay, so yeah, so it's sterlingstone.net/smarter-artist, and I'll have the link in the show notes. You can also just Google self-publishing podcast. They're on iTunes. They're on everything. They're great, and it's a great podcast. I would have to say the best podcast I listen to, with an asterisk. Definitely the best writing and entrepreneurial podcast I listen to. All right, that is it for this episode. It was a long one. Thanks for staying tuned. I hope that if you're listening to this, you're either A, a fan of ours, so you just sat through it, or B, you're thinking about starting up your own podcast, and I highly encourage it if you know what you're doing and you know what you're getting into, I should say. Please let us know if we can help you in any way. You can email us at almostrelevantpodcast@gmail.com. You can go to our website, leave a comment, use the contact us, however you want to get a hold of us, at almostrelevantpodcast.com. Also on facebook.com/almostrelevantpodcast. And as I said, I am on, where am I at? Twitter, I almost said Stitcher. We're on Stitcher too, but, Twitter at Soul Scribbler. Any way you want to contact me, any way you want to contact us for any reason, please do so. We encourage feedback. We encourage conversations of any type. If you need advice, let us know. Any last words there, Elliot?
Oh, sorry. I was watching videos of her. I'm good. No, bye.
Bye, everyone. Have a great time and a great week, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Opening song with Our Wind in Our Sails, provided by Waleed Fighali. Ending song, Steampunk Girl, provided by John and Elio at johnandelio.com. And blast the cure and the snuts, it's a flask to her lips. Takes exit 22 and pulls in her parking space. Climbs the fire escape, steps into a bedroom. Crashes onto her bed, brings stockings from her leg. She looks in the mirror and thinks that it's time to start another life. So she's putting on her goggles and a bowler hat. She checks her pocket watch and just a rocket back. She laces up her boots and puts her makeup on. She grabs her leather coat and a Tesla gun. But she used to be a gawking, now she's a steampunk girl. She dreams of brass and gaslight, imagines taking a trip on a steam-powered ship. Instead she opts a flight to a sci-fi convention. Now it's her intention to finish her novel, then go back to school and learn to live again. So she's putting on her goggles and a bowler hat. She checks her pocket watch and just a rocket back. She laces up her boots and puts her makeup on. She grabs her leather coat and a Tesla gun. Used to be a gawking, now she's a steampunk girl.
She used to be a god kid, now she's a stinker.